Right now, you remember when Bill Cosby spoke out just a little concerning the allegations surrounding him? Well, we have Stacey Brown, the reporter from the Washington Informer, with us right now, who got the scoop on Bill. And good morning to you, Stacey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, let me get this straight. So you called Bill Cosby and he answered the phone.
To my surprise, he answered the phone.
Right. What kind of mood was he in, Stacey?
Surprisingly, he was in, I say he was in a really good mood. He didn't seem like he had a care in the world.
Mm-hmm. Did you identify yourself? Did he know who was calling?
You know, it's so interesting because I spoke to him about a year or so ago, and this time when I called him, I started to say my name, Stacey, and before I could say Brown, he says, "I remember you. I know who you are."
Okay. All right. Well, what questions did you ask Bill Cosby that he refused to answer?
Right away, I knew that he was not going to answer questions about the allegations. So I had a goal. If I were to get him, I want to know how his wife, he's been married 51 years. No one's asking about Camille Cosby. How is she holding up? And I was able to do that. And see, one of the things about the black press, at least the black newspapers, I should say, is especially the Washington Informer, is positive news. We stay away from the scandal, if you will. So we were affording him an opportunity, at least I was affording him an opportunity, to have that chance to speak to an audience or to a news organization that is not going to interject opinion.
Mm-hmm. So he made a statement to you about he expected the black media to remain neutral.
Yeah, and a lot of people are really jumping on that statement, saying that he's, you know, asking certain things of the black media or the black press in particular. I didn't get that. I got that he knew he was talking to someone who writes for the black press, who he knew he was talking to a black man. Mm-hmm. And I really believe, and I could be wrong, but I really believe that if he was talking to a white reporter with a white news organization, his message would have been similar. Obviously, the wording a bit different, but I think his call was just for fairness.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did?
And
how,
what about the comments from Mr. Cosby, Stacey, about, or at least his people, saying that they didn't like the way you went about it in terms
not.
Of. In terms of you're identifying yourself as Stacey, and before you could finish, and also as far as recording the conversation and all of that was concerned.
Well, first and foremost, I did identify myself, and he said I needed no introduction, really, based on, mm-hmm. you know. But when you talk to I record all of my telephone interviews.
Sure.
Because you will have that element always to say they were misquoted. And I don't want to, as a journalist, I don't want to misquote anyone. So anytime I'm going to interview you, I'm going to record it. And I think that most people have that expectation of a reporter.
Does the little voice come in on your call? This call is being recorded. Do they know?
No. And maybe some people are going to argue that it should be that way. But I think if you're talking to a reporter, and he no question knew he was talking to a reporter, you have to anticipate that the call is being recorded either digitally, you know, with a voice recorder, or notes are being taken.
Well, Stacey, what exactly did Bill Cosby tell you?
Well, he told me, first of all, it's so interesting because I had expressed to him that we have, in our reporting, the Washington Informer's reporting, we had certainly spoken to his fans who have spoken up for him. And that's been highlighted in our stories. And he said to me he was very appreciative of that. He was aware that of that because his team had shared it with him. And he was going to instruct them to treat us like royalty. And I was telling him that, well, that's not what we're asking for. He says, no, I'm going to tell them to treat you as royalty. And I thought that was interesting, especially given the statement that his lawyer put out yesterday about our conversation.
So what is your takeaway from all of this, Stacey, in terms of what Mr. Cosby said and also the people's reaction to your interview?
The reaction is amazing because, you know, I didn't think I had enough for a story. I didn't think he gave me nearly enough, but I guess because he hasn't spoken. and because he did say something of substance, at least about his wife, and that whole black media comment, I guess it had so much legs. It looked on Google, and it's like 1,300 different stories about that particular interview. I really believe that he wants to talk.
Had he contacted you, or because he has called a lot of people and wanted to talk off the record, had you received any kind of call from his people or from Mr. Cosby in advance of this?
No, I had been talking to his people for about 3.5 weeks before I called him.
Mm.
And it was about, obviously, a sit-down interview, and things kind of stalled, and then I just decided just to give it a shot and give him a call.
Is it true that he said he wouldn't talk to anybody but Jet Magazine?
Stop it, Dan. There you go. There you go. Well, thank you. Well, Tracy, Stacey, is there a place where we can take a look at the transcript?
Well, it's all over the place now.
Definitely your newspaper.
Yes.
WashingtonInformer.com. All right. WashingtonInformer.com. All right. Thank you so much, Stacey Brown. Have a wonderful Christmas holiday season. Thank you, my man.
Thank you.